Yeah, we actually opened up the secondary sandbag filling site about 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're now putting out about 4,000 bags an hour, which is probably as much competition as that mechanical sandbagger's doing on the other end of town. So we've got 80 people here pushing out a trailer every 10 minutes. So.
Okay, has your strategy changed any since the new flood projections have come in? Have the bags, have there been more increase in the number of bags that are needed?
Well, actually, we're fighting the weather stuff. We're trying to get as much done before it rains as possible. With the new projections out that we're probably talking about a flood probably almost equal to 97. And so we got to do a lot of earthen levee stuff before we could start capping the stuff off of sandbags, and that's what this whole operation is for.
Okay, and your name?
Dwayne.
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. Hello, how's it going here?
I'm good.
Wonderful. How are we?
People are having way too much fun.
People are having way too much fun.
Okay, that's good.
Can I say ass on the radio? What can I say then?
We're kicking a time down.
You're working your butt off.
We're kicking the flood's backside. Woohoo!
All right.
Take over our city. Woo!
Water sucks.
How does it
suck?
Say no to H2O,
baby.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi.
How's bagging go?
It's going really well.
I heard you're competing with the mechanical bagger. 4,000 bags an hour.
Well, you know, this is kind of like Paul Bunyan against the chainsaw, and Paul Bunyan is winning.
John Henry's right, yeah.
What do you expect from these guys? Come on.
You have to be on your toes, though, when you're working with a fire and former fire.
Get out of the way. We'll cover you with
Oh, hi. Okay, I think we should. Yeah, we're rolling.
Like on live? Okay, good.
This is a tape recording.
Okay. Ready? All day to help the community.